USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't shown any symptoms of coronavirus for more than 24 hours, according to his physician. In a new memo, White House Dr. Sean Conley says the president's vital signs, oxygen saturation, and respiratory rates are all normal, and that the president has been fever-free for 4 days. We are just hours away from tonight's debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. The Biden campaign says they're not taking tonight lightly. Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield says they know that Vice President Pence can be persuasive in a debate environment.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump. I mean, if you only have to look at his RNC convention speech to see that. So, you know, we have every expectation that Mike Pence is going to be compelling on the debate stage tonight.
The vice presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been released from jail. Derek Chauvin posted a $1 million bond Wednesday and was released from prison where he'd been since May 31st. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter in the case. Video where Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck sparked protests across the country over the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a commanding lead, according to one poll, in a state that President Trump won in 2016. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continuing to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
A blast from the past just sold for a hefty price tag. One of the largest known Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons sold for a record $31.8 million Tuesday at auction. That's the most ever paid for a dinosaur fossil. The specimen was only estimated to go for between $6 and $8 million and was sold to an unidentified bidder. The skeleton, nicknamed Stan, is one of the largest near-complete T-Rex skeletons ever found, standing 13 feet tall, 40 feet long, and comprising of more than 180 bones. And an American scientist has been awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work modifying human genes. Jennifer Doudna of the University of California at Berkeley shared the prize with Emmanuel Charpentier of Berlin. The committee said in their announcement of the award that the pair's work had had a revolutionary impact on new cancer therapies. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.